You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to 51 First Dates.
I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy.
And we are doing an experiment.
And talking about dating.
And love. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Cheers. Iced coffee.
Iced coffee. My ice isn't clinky enough. Oh, there's a clink. Hi, everyone. I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy.
Got Kenny.
And this is 51 First Dates, the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Rate, subscribe, reviewing. I'm being really official today. I'm just jumping right into it. Thank you for
podcaster.
Following us. Secret Facebook group. Thank you for joining it. Thank you for asking how to join it, because sometimes it's confusing. All you do is type secret Facebook 51 First Dates into the Facebook search bar, and it will pop up, and we will accept you. But we love you. Everything's been great. Kenny, thank you for going on dates. Wow, that was a weird start.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's okay, it's a Sunday, you get a pass. Everything's weird on Sunday.
We're back on our video chat. Like everything's weird. Not that the video chat is weird, but just, you know.
Yeah, we're different. Not in the same room having 2019 vibes together. We're having 2019 vibes apart.
Yeah, the last like bunch of episodes we've been together.
Yeah,
like I'm looking back at our episodes, like this is our first episode on video chat in like 4 or 5 episodes maybe.
It's sad. I think you should coordinate your visits to LA so that you just have a record-a-palooza.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So. For sure. We're going to figure it out. But we're going to talk today about Kenny's date number 6.
Date number 6.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think that is right. It feels like it's been longer than that. And I was trying to, like, recollect on all the dating that I've done. And, like, a lot of it was just before the podcast. I haven't been on the podcast for that long. So it feels like I've been doing it for more than 6 dates.
Yeah. But. Well, I feel like it also has like a dentist office quality where like it feels a lot longer. You know what I mean? Like it feels a lot longer than it was.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Oh, that's funny because for the dentist, I'm like, I was just there. And it's like, you were there 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I have the
opposite. But also for me, like when I'm at the dentist, I'll be there. I just hate the dentist. It's like such a stereotype, but I do. But I'll be at the dentist for 20 minutes and I'll leave thinking it's been like an hour and a half.
Oh,
like,
I
you know what I mean? Like, yes. I'm just like, I hate every second of this. It's taking so long. I hate it. I just want to leave. I just want to be gone.
Well, Kenny, you've also been doing it for more than 6 weeks. So that's legitimate. And if you were only doing it for 6 weeks, that would still be like a pretty long chunk of time to have like, you know, so.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
My cousin Katie, who's been on the pod a couple times as a guest and will be back, is doing her own like one date a week experiment in 2019.
She should just be our dater. I know she's another white girl, but like
she literally said like she loves being on the podcast and she was like, I'll come on anytime you want. And especially this week she had like a bad date, but we also have a spread. Like she's a very like professional lady and she was like, I'm going to be more likely to do this if we have a Google Doc. So we have a Google Doc. I have to invite you because she's like a very funny person, but her annotations are hilarious.
Wait, I think it just needs to kind of happen. Like we've had some good stories.
She would love it.
It's a blast. You know,
I titled the Google Doc because I put it together for her. I titled it Katie's Dadies.
She commented
and was like, kill yourself. And then she commented back and but then she changed the title of it to Is Love Real? ? Probably not. Period.
Yeah,
that's the vibe.
Well,
it's hard. My thesis. It's hard.
The thing is, like, that's the thesis of this podcast is like dating is hard. And I don't know. The only reason I'm dating someone now is because of it, but it was like hard along the way. Like you got to do it, but it sucks when you're doing it. I don't know.
I don't know what working out to get in shape is like, because I've never done it, but I imagine it's the same thing.
It is. It is. I feel like we've probably made that analogy before, like, but it is. And it's not even just working out your own muscles. It's just like fucking getting yourself out of the house once a week.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kenny, you tell us, though. You're the one doing the dating right now. Listen to us going on. So silly.
You know, I mean, it's like highs and lows, right? Because, like, I'll go on dates and I'll have a lot of fun. And then I'll go on, like, a second date and maybe it doesn't pan out or whatever. And then, like, you end up in, like, a emotional lull or just, like, feeling, like, a little bit down. And then, like, I realize, like, shit, I would just, like, just 30 seconds ago was got a dating app notification. I was like, yeah, let's find a time to hang out. So like, it's just like these, and then you feel better, right? So it's just like these ebbs and flows of like ups and downs, and you need to be willing to like, for lack of a better analogy, kind of like ride the wave and like go with the storm, because like it's out of your, a lot of it's just out of your control and you got to deal with it. So I think it's generally fun, but also sometimes not that fun.
Yeah. And like, we should get into that because I think it's like, very relatable, the unfun parts for any of us who have dated, even not in a fucking podcast format, or any of us who have gone on a literal date. Like, dating is hard. I was just talking to a friend here who might be a dater for us, who had like a really great first date, and like then I don't know, they were texting and then it didn't pan out for a second one, but like I felt badly because I had kind of been like, yeah, you should, like, the texting's going well, you should be like forward if you want to hang out again. And then it was like, she was like, no, I'm glad you said that because now I found out earlier. And then I heard from someone else. He was kind of like an F boy. So I don't know why I just stopped swearing, but a fuck boy. So I don't know. It's interesting. You have to like, I think to your point, Kenny, you have to be willing to feel the highs and the lows, and like it sucks, but like not give up maybe after that low, but also give up when you're burnt out. Like take a break. Like that's important. We always say that.
Yeah. And it's like callback to last episode. It was just like, or last one that I'm on. Like, I just am going to care a little bit less. And, like, yeah, like, the lows are going to suck, but you have to like keep it in perspective that, like, I don't know. I'm, like, really not in a position to complain. I'm hanging out with a lot of different people. I'm having a good time. Like, so, yeah, not everything is going to be, like, you're not going to, like, every time you go on a date, like, fall in love and be head over heels and have everybody love you. It's just literally impossible. So, like,
yeah,
it's important to remind yourself that, because, like, otherwise, like, yeah, I don't know. I was, like, a little bit lethargic coming into 2019. I felt like things were, like, going a little bit slow. I mean, it's, like, a lot of, like, social time with holidays and like work was slow, and I just like didn't feel like I had like generated much momentum, which was like also pausing like playing into it. But like after like a bad-ish date, it wasn't even bad, but like I just like didn't think it was gonna go anywhere, and I was just like super down, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, it's impacting like other parts of your life, and like it's just not healthy. So like I'm just, it's important to spin out of those circles when you can, or like those spirals.
Was that date number six?
Second date of date.
Yeah, we haven't talked a lot about second dates. Also, I have a question before we dig in. Is the podcast at all, like, I don't think you're, like, searchable the way I was for, like, Kimmy Foskett, Liza Renzulli podcast about dating. But, like, does that get in the way for you at all? Like, I never want to – I don't want us to be fucking up your dating life.
Literally, it hasn't come up. No one knows. I haven't told anybody. It's just been, like, pushed into the corner. You don't talk about it.
That always gave me a little anxiety. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if someone brought it up, I think there's definitely, I feel like I'd be able to address it and like not feel weird about it. But yeah, I guess I'll just cross that bridge when I get there. I haven't found a need to like raise it. So like, yeah, maybe someone will search it. But I don't know. How many listeners do you have on this podcast? I don't know if I've seen
millions.
Stats.
Millions.
Millions? Yeah. Hell yeah.
We're at like, we've got like Super Bowl numbers.
Yeah.
Hell
no, I actually don't know off the top of my head. But I mean, it's significant. A lot, but I don't think it's going to be like, it's not so common that, like, I think you're not going to go on a date with someone who listens. Although, maybe. But I think they would figure it out, maybe, from your profile and your name. No. Kenny's a fairly unique name. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know any other Kennys, really. Just surprising.
But also, before we started recording, Kenny came up with a great and brilliant theme for our episode.
Yes.
You want to lay it on him, Kenny?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of my stress has just been around cell phones. And I think just using them in general is like something I want to do less of. But like, I have been feeling like I'm in text purgatory, whereby like texting is not necessarily always fun. You can't have people always respond on the dot. And also, people just have different approaches on how they use it. And so like, I'm just feeling stuck in the texting world, especially as it relates to like specific dating stuff. So like, it's just like been a bog, And like, I don't know why. It's just like, can be a little bit overwhelming. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. How do I address this? And it's like, it's a text message. Like at the end of the day, like it shouldn't be such a big deal. And I'm just like, it's been like a little bit overwhelming. So that's where I'm at right now.
Text
purgatory. To unload a little
bit. I mean, text purgatory is like the most relatable thing in the world to everyone who texts. Mm-hmm. Like everyone of our generation, or like even not, even, you know, people who of all ages who text.
I feel like so much of what gets posted in the secret Facebook group is about text purgatory so much. I mean, I used to be like, ugh. I think the thing is too, like, it's so easy to overanalyze text, especially early on in something. Or like, I was queen of like stalking your Venmo and finding out who you were hanging out with. Like a psychopath. You know, like not because I needed to be a psychopath, but it was like about my own like anxieties and self-worth shit. I don't know. But I think with texting, it's so easy to overanalyze early on. And like, we literally all do it. Like the amount of drafts I would text for people like beyond second dates, like you shouldn't be drafting elaborate texts unless you're talking about something very seriously, in which case you should be on the phone like past like a month and a half of dating. You should, right? Is that a fair thing? Like then you should feel comfortable to text pretty normally. Like that's a good litmus test.
Yeah, I mean, even like, I feel like you nailed it. Like any kind of text, any kind of texting, like if something is important enough to seriously draft text, like probably not a text conversation.
Yeah.
But I also, yeah, I mean, I'm a way overdrafter of texts and emails, even in a non-romantic thing where I'm just like, I have to word this perfectly so I'm not doing this, I'm not insulting anybody, and I'm not saying this, and I'm not sounding like this, or, you know.
And it's important because it's so easy to come across the wrong way. In words on technology. All right, sure. Kenny.
Before we get all the way into that,
shall we just dig into the date first? Is that good? Is that a good place to start? What do we think?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's cool. I've been on two dates with this individual. First date was at a bar in the West Village called Katana Kitten, which is super cool, like super fucking cool. On the rating scale, I think I'd give it like a 4+.
Yeah.
Like, so I would like highly recommend it. It's like Japanese whiskey and like soshi, which is like that Japanese gin infused kind of highballs, and they do like some Boilermaker like unique things with Japanese whiskey and like a beer, and then they also have like small plate food stuff. I didn't eat there, so I can't rate the food, but it was just like super dope venue, super quaint, good music, like positive vibes, for lack of a better word. I hate that word so much, but I'm gonna say it anyway. So yeah, it was good. Like, we matched on Hinge because that's all I do, and had a lot in common. It was like very fortunate timing because like she's very into music, which is something that I'm very passionate about at this point in time. Just like going to shows. I bought a guitar last year. I have a drum set in my room. It's just like a big part of my life, which is like a little bit weird to think about because I'm not a professional musician and I play like 2 hours of music a week. But something that I found like to be super helpful, just like in general, I was like very astonished by the amount of hours that I listen to music. It was like 52,000 minutes in 2018 listening to music on Spotify, which is like days.
Sounds like someone's moving on soon. Just saying.
I don't hate it. Yell's not closing. The option's there. but yeah, so like we connected a lot over that and just like hung out. I think it was like generally very like a positive date. This was like a little bit a while ago. So it was like before the holidays. So we like connected on a lot, like went our separate ways before the holidays. And then like when I got back, texted again. And then we recently re-met up this past week on like Wednesday to grab another one.
Where'd you go for the second date? I have lots of questions.
I went back to the West Village because it's where she lives and I think it's convenient and I don't spend enough time over there. So it's like a good excuse to like do something different. We went to Beatrice Inn. Just like a fancy steak restaurant, but also like has a really good bar and they have a really good like drink venue. And the bar is super quaint and like very, for lack of a better word, like casual. Like the music is loud. Like there's a lot of like people my age who are like sitting at the bar having drinks and not eating, versus like the dining area is like very much more like you're going to spend $63 an ounce for a piece of steak. And you're like, well, this is a second date. I don't think I'm going to buy you $63 ounce.
Because then
steak,
you might end up in text purgatory and actually be pissed about it. Like $63 an ounce.
I guess this like comes to a broader point on like cell phones. Like, what are your thoughts on like, what do you do? You're on a date. You're going to sit at the bar. Like, where is your cell phone? what kind of notifications do you have on? Like, how do you treat your cell phone on a date?
Okay, let's start
like
there.
Out on but the I have bar. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, same. I feel like it's out on the bar until the date arrives to make sure you find each other, obviously. Sure. And then it's away. And if the date goes to the bathroom, you can check it.
Yep.
Or if you go to the bathroom, you can sneak it with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's totally – I would never be offended if a date brought – or if I even saw them waiting in line for the bathroom checking their phone. That's normal. We're on a date. We want to be on our phone. It's fine. But your date – your phone should not be on the table. I don't think I ever did that. And I never checked it, like – honestly, unless we were like, I feel like I honestly went on some first dates where we were like showing each other pictures of things, and then it's okay for it to be out.
I totally agree. I go so far as like to probably overdo it, but like I will turn off notifications for like dating apps.
Oh, that's smart.
So that if I dig it out, then it like isn't like all these other things popping up on the phone. Yeah, so like date was going really well, and then like the phone came out a little bit, which is like a little bit annoying on the theme of texting. And she was like very apologetic about it, but then it kept happening.
So tell us more, which tell is us like play by play. Sorry. I just want to get the feel.
Yeah, no, I'm poorly describing it. And it's probably because I'm still in the wormhole of text purgatory and not really thinking the most concisely, but yeah, we're sitting at the bar, we're hanging out, we're like chatting, we're having a couple drinks. It was just like generally, again, like good vibes. We had a lot to reconnect on. Like going on a date after like the holidays was like the easiest thing to generate conversation because we'd all been doing so many different things. So it was good. It was like dialogue was flowing, all things good. And then like just like texts would start coming in. And I feel like I'm definitely overanalyzing this because at the time I didn't really care. It was like a little annoying, but it just like, I don't know.
So what happened? Did you see what they said? Did she have preview on?
No, I just think they were all from boys, first and foremost, which is like me being a baby.
Wait, so like all from like different boys or all from one boy?
I think there are a couple, which is fine. People have like friends that are guys and guys
and
have friends that are
people are dating
girls,
other people. So. And I honestly, when I would go on dates with people, when I would go on dates with people I liked, I wanted texts from boys to show up to make them jealous. Just saying.
Yeah. So I'm probably like getting a little of that, but I was going to say I don't care, but maybe I do.
So wait, this is the second date that this is happening, right? Just to clarify.
Yeah. This
was
is
there like any indication of this on the first date? Like was she on her phone or anything like on the first date?
No, we like, it was kind of fun. Spotify did this thing called Spotify Wrapped where you could like look at your top artists and like do an episode. That was kind of fun. We did that on the first date. So, like, there was some, like, mutual social phone stuff that we were doing.
That's a fun game to play on a first date, especially if you guys have a shared music interest. Be like, let's take a look.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually super cool. You can still do it. So, like, if you want to connect with somebody who has similar or different music tastes, it's, like, a fun way to, like, chat about, like, what you're into.
I did a lot of that at bars this December. Like, whenever I was at a bar with someone, I was like, give me your phone. I want to look at yours. And then I wouldn't show people mine because I think I thought it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of show tunes. I don't care.
I know. I was going to say Broadway for Liza.
Show tunes and like music from like full dab music from the 70s and then like emotional, like indie female guitar players. It's really.
That's who I have. Like the majority of mine is sad female guitar playing indie music. Like Phoebe Bridgers was my number one super sad indie guitar player.
Who was it? Sorry.
Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah. So good.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and like Julian Baker, it plays into that Boy Genius supergroup that like recently went on tour, who I saw in Brooklyn. And if you have a chance to see them, I think their tour's over, but it was so cool. It's three individual female artists who like all play their own set and then come out together and sing together in these like weird suits. It's hilarious. It's really good. But yeah, tangent. What were we talking about?
The phone. Like phone etiquette and vibes on the first date versus the second date. Like I feel like I want to go back to the beginning a little bit. So in the first date, like good vibes, easy conversation. Like, were there any like negatives you saw or anything that maybe made you think like, not so much? I won't say red flags, but like.
No, okay. I don't think. Like, it was just like very casual. It wasn't super long. It was probably like an hour and a half. So like we stayed pretty high level on like all the stuff that we talked about. But like, I went into the second one pretty excited.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. So like, yeah, some text messages popped up. I think it was like a relatively a non-issue. But then there was like, okay, here's like the second question. what are your general reactions to read receipts?
Oh, I don't like them, but
I hate them.
I'm too much of a liar to like have them on my phone because I'm like, oh, I didn't see that. And it's like, you fucking did. No, I'm not a liar, guys. I just sometimes I get distracted. Yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah, no, I don't understand why people have them.
I literally, give me one reason why they're helpful.
I know why some people have them, so that they get better at responding to texts, because they know they're being read. That's the good person reason for having them on. Like, I have preview. Okay, so I've tried to explain this before. I'm bad at it. But I have preview of text on my iPhone on. So that means, like, you could see what some people are texting me. And it's because it doesn't work anymore. But I used to, like, see the preview and then know not to open it. So I'd keep that notification until I was ready to reply to it, you know? Because when it just says,
that's
like,
exactly what I've always done, but it doesn't work for me.
No, it doesn't work anymore. I'm used to it now, so I open them all
anyway.
And also,
now, my thing is I just don't open any of them. So I'll just be like, oh, I'll respond to all my texts at like 6 tonight, and then I'll like, not, you know, like I'll just let them, it's whatever.
Yeah,
but,
no, you're right.
But no, I think, I mean, I could see like read receipts being helpful to me. Like, but it's just, I feel like it puts this weird – texting's already so fucking weird. Never mind, like, texting someone you're romantically interested in who you don't know that well. Then you have to add this extra element of fucking, like, oh, now they can see when I've, like, seen their – like, enough. I think it's complicated enough. It's complicated enough deciding what fucking punctuation to use.
I feel like sometimes they're on by accident, though. I feel like there have been people I've, like, literally been like, oh, by the way, your red receipts are on. And like, oh, shit, you know, when people get new phones or something? Or is this, like, totally out of the question?
No, I've experienced that too. Or people are messing around with their settings and they click it by accident or something. My mom had them on forever and didn't know. And I was like, you should just turn those off.
Yeah. I think, like, I'm trying to think of who I know who has them. Fuck. I don't know. Not the majority of people I talk to, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't really know many people at all. But as you can probably guess, this individual does use them. And if this individual listens to the podcast, then it's like very apparent who you are. So I'm not putting you on blast. I still had a lot of fun and like enjoy your presence. So I don't think it's like, that's not the goal of this, of this podcast. There was like a strategy that she explained about like having it like help her like decide when and how to respond to things. I don't recall exactly, but I think it was like a prompting like of, I'm not going to look at this, or it helps me like not look at this until I'm ready to respond or whatever.
Oh, so you guys talked about it in person, the red receipts.
Briefly. Gotcha. I think she brought it up. I didn't bring it up. It just like came up in conversation around like, she had like an outrageous number of like text notifications because we were like pulling out her phone to look at like, she was showing me pictures of something.
And she had like 65 was, like, 70, or something.
75. And like, I was like, that's an absurd number. And I think there was like quite a few, like she was like, yeah, there's like a ton of like group things in here that I just haven't looked at, which is fine. I was like, I get like text messages from one or two people a day max, so these are very different vibes and different perspectives of like how to use texting on the phone. It came up organically, but I thought the date again went pretty well. I thought like there wasn't really anything super negative. I thought it like got a little weird with like the texting at the end.
Was she
and then,
replying?
Like,
she was a little bit I understand that it's not the best feeling to have a phone out and see a bunch of texts pop up, but was she replying to them? Like, what was the – what? It seems like this was like more significant than just having a phone out.
Well, no, I think I'm like probably backpedaling into like creating excuses for why I feel uncomfortable in text purgatory more than anything. No, it would just like be in a pocket, then come out. Then like go back into a pocket and then like come out when like we're coming in. So I felt like it was like a little intrusive. I obviously am probably over like analyzing and definitely overweighting its impact on like the date because I obviously thought it went well. I wouldn't be like feeling this way around being in text purgatory if I didn't continue to think like I'd want to continue to hang out with this person. But it was just like a thing that popped up and something that I don't think had happened like as many times with like other people.
No, that's fair.
And something that I like proactively like try not to do. Like my phone's usually in my jacket, which is like hanging up or like on the seat or whatever. It went well. But then like we went our separate ways. She was like under the weather. I offered to walk her home, but she was like, I need to call my mom. Or I don't know. There was like some like, a little bit of a weird exit. And then she texted me the next day because she like had offered, it was like very weird. Like she'd offered the, I don't know why. I think it's like, it's pause. It was like a little bit weird because she had had tickets to a concert that Friday, and it was Wednesday, and she's like, I don't have anybody to go with. Like, I'll text you if I'm not like sick. She was like getting a cold, and like, you can come with me. And so she ended up texting me. Like, we didn't text after the date, but like, she ended up texting me on Friday being like, turns out I am like super sick. Sorry. Like, if you catch anything from me taking a sip of like your drink, whatever. I was like, I don't care. That's totally fine. Like, no worries. Feel better. Sorry for dragging you out. Like, when you're under the weather. Cause I was like, totally, like, if you're sick, like, reschedule. I'm a grown up. It's not going to hurt my feelings. Like, but I think it was like unbeknownst to her how it was going to transpire. So, then she's like, no, it's fine. I didn't know I was going to be sick, whatever. And I said, all right, well, in that case, thanks for hanging out. It was fun. And this is still Friday night. And then I was like, get some rest, or whatever, and start and just feel better. Not red.
Oh.
Friday, not red. Saturday, opened at 1 a.m. And read at 1 a.m., no response. So I'm just in this weird spot where, like, I don't know what to do, what to think, if I want to respond. I don't know.
Because here's the thing about – sorry, finish.
No, I think it's just, like, one of those things where it's, like, if I'm already thinking about this so much, then, like, I don't know. I'm definitely overanalyzing it. I'm giving it too much energy and, like, if that's what it's going to be, then maybe it's just like, let it lie. But like, at the same time, if you're having fun with someone, it's like, do I want to like follow up and text again? Or like, do I wait and see if she responds? And then like, next thing you know, it's been like long enough whereby like enough time has passed where maybe like she's on to other things or like doing, I don't know.
Well,
it's just like obviously overanalyzing.
I think that there's a potential for a positive like way to view this, which is that like, you're thinking about it because you like her. You know, if you didn't like her or care, yeah, cool. I'm not saying like this is your lobster, but you know, like you've been on two dates, you like her, the vibes are good, you guys have similar interests. If you didn't feel that way, you'd probably be like, okay, like this might be petering out. But the fact that you are thinking about it probably means like you care and like would like to continue to get to know her.
Which is a huge win, sure, when dating, sure, online. Sorry.
Like, yeah, it's not nothing at all. I mean, you know, I think that like you might be being a little hard on yourself by saying you're putting too much energy into thinking about it. That might just be a sign that, you know, you like this girl, you know?
Yeah, I guess like the way that I think about it, and I've like, since like we're talking about it, so it's like kind of like raising some like emotional response right now, but like otherwise like this weekend, like been pretty chill. Like I haven't really been thinking about it very much. And like, it's like, it's like one person on a dating app where millions of people live in the city. And I'd say it was funny because I was like, she wasn't responding. And I was like, all right, well, now I have to go on another date so I feel better and like do all this stuff. So I was like spending all this time going down a wormhole into dating apps. Being like, yes, 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 no, yes, no. Just like spending way too much fucking time, like looking at my phone doing that. And like, it kind of put things in perspective. And like, there's just so many people. And like, I don't think, yeah, obviously like you want to hang out with people that are fun and like, again, like, yeah, maybe not my lobster, but like if it's fun and you just want to like, again, kind of go with the flow more like I'm trying to, and just like hanging out and like being around people that are positive and like make you feel good, then like, yeah, I definitely want to like potentially continue to find ways to explore like this option. But there's so many people and there's so many people who just want to hang out, and there's who knows like if the next date's going to be just like evoke the same emotional response and like have just as much fun or like, so I think it's just like trying to keep it in perspective because like, again, the highs and lows of dating, like, I think it's easy to get focused on the lows, but it's, like, pretty easy to get out of, like, that rut and have an awesome, like, date with another person. So, like, I don't know. I think that's why, like, it's just, like, I'm, like, blanking on trying to string words together, but it's just, like.
I want to go back to texting, because here's the thing. You texted her something that did not require a response. So, had she not had the red receipts on, this would not – boots would be a non-starter, you know? And, like, you wouldn't be stressed about it. And, like, because when I was dating in New York at first, before I became a grown-ass woman and started asking dudes out, I would be, like, waiting for them to then text again. So, like, if it is, to me, it's, like, almost like my friend said to me, like, I'm glad I, like, kind of asked that guy if he wanted to hang again and kind of got – I'm glad I found out he was kind of a fuckboy early rather than getting invested. Like, this is almost one of those – like, it's very interesting to me that she – like read it later and then didn't reply, which it still could mean literally nothing. Like she was finally feeling better on Saturday or whatever. It sounds like a pretty normal timeline. And I don't really know what she would say back to that, but I totally understand. At the same time, Liza, you always said this to me, Kenny, maybe you're just looking for someone who will respond, who doesn't make you feel anxious at all. And again, I think it's early. I think that, you know, who, like, I'm not being super articulate either, but.
I mean, I think that if I got that text from you as a last text, a most recent text, I would be like, oh, cool, great. Like, that's like a – I mean, obviously with texting, it's hard to tell, like, where the conversation ends. But I think usually there's, like, cool, great, feel better, like, let's talk soon. I'd be like, great. Like, you know, that doesn't necessarily merit a response. But, like, I think that – I feel like you should – if you're interested, I feel like you should text her and ask her to go another date. I feel like she's going to say yes. I feel like she's – you know what I mean? Like, it seems like good.
Yeah, I probably will. And, like, now that you guys have given me this advice, so, like, I'm definitely overthinking it, which is, like, hilarious because I feel like a little bit of an
no.
But, like,
no, it's fucking hard.
This is so good. It's so much more relatable. Thank God you didn't just, like, act like you were all cool with this. And, like, it wouldn't be, like, this. Okay. I wish we could have our listeners live raising their hands. Who's ever felt like this before? Like, yeah. It's.
But it comes back to, like, just being in that purgatory. Like, I think, yeah, if she responded, I wouldn't be feeling this way. If red receipts were on, I wouldn't really feel this way. It's, like, getting stuck in the text thread, like, and being, like, super over analytical or, like, maybe a little bit, like self-deprecating and, like, just, like, I don't know. Like, you just, like, have these thoughts about, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just, like, a lack of closure or, like, something, but it's, like, super early and it, like, doesn't matter. But it is just a function of, like, overthinking text. And I think
whatever it's, whatever the fuck it is, it made you a little anxious, and that's okay. Have the feeling. And then, like, let's, like, not, like, wait till Friday and then text her again or something. Or, like, find a show or something. And then, but like, knowing that, like, it's early, like, if this is happening in a month with that person, because that was me all the time, like, 8 months in with that person, like, ooh, is it, ooh. Like, the purgatory becomes hell, and that's not where you want to be. So just shout out to all of those situations I found myself in.
I kind of feel like a crazy.
You shouldn't. Well, then it's calling me a crazy. Like, no, the thing is there's also some excitement, right? When you're like not sure what the next – I don't know. I'm a psychopath, but I love winning and there's some excitement to like finding out you do get the text back or you do get the text about wanting to hang out again. Like that's all like the energy that's kind of exciting in the beginning of dating. But in the end, it should feel like someone just really wants to hang out with you. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's why, like, at the end of the day, like, again, stepping back and, like, thinking about this, like, it's so minute and, like, minutiae. But, like, again, it's because we haven't spent that much time, like, enough time together to, like, think about anything else, right? Like, at this point, it's still, like, texting is, like, a large percentage of, like, our interaction, mm-hmm. right? So, like, it's, like, more poignant and, like, more of a, like, focus factor now, but, like, yeah, if we continue to hang out, like, that would probably become less important.
And she had her phone out, like, just like, and maybe, like, some weird thing from her past romantic life or family life or something else was happening. Like, maybe there was just weird shit going on, you know? It definitely has nothing to do with you. So I would say that's a good thing to remember.
Yeah. And it's just, like, I think sometimes, like, when you're dating, like, and I think part of it's for the pod, but I also, like, still enjoy doing it. It's just, like, you go through like strings where you don't necessarily like want to hang out with that person again. And like, you have to like rinse, repeat and like go through the whole process of like finding a new date and like meeting up with a person for the first time. So I think when you do run into somebody you like you connect with and like, it like is fun to hang out with that person, then it like, you want it to work and you want it to like potentially like pan out. But so it's like, it's just like, again, highs and lows and like, having to like go through the whole process of like finding another person to date, which is like seemingly very easy because you have it all at like your fingertips on your phone. It's like, sometimes can be like, this isn't working. Like, I've matched with all these people, nothing's panning out. Like, I'm not able to find someone to go on a date with. But like, then again, like I just mentioned, like I've probably set up another date in like the next week or so just from like spending a little bit more time on my phone and just like making a conscientious effort to like find a new date. So like, you can get like, again, just like lost in these wormholes where it's like, dating sucks, but then like something pops up that you enjoy and you kind of like probably have an overreaction a little bit.
Well, I remember feeling that way a lot. And that's honestly why the podcast helped me, because I always felt like dating was like, oh no. And then it like got ruined and it was like 3 months and like, oh, I have to start all over again. And then I get lazy. Whereas if you're going on dates with multiple people, I think it does help take some of the pressure off, or going on dates with like a different intention, like a project you're completing for yourself or a podcast, or I don't know, for me, like, that helped take the pressure off. It also helped me sift through, not hold on to things that were weird just because it like looked good on paper, or like the first two dates were fun, but then they stopped being fun, but I kept going on them, and like actually find someone who like was all the things that I wanted to find. I don't know.
This has been like almost a little bit therapeutic. Good. Because
I really talk
about dating with people, and so I think that's also like talking about dates and like talking about like what stresses you out or like what you enjoyed about them or what you didn't like, or like people share so many experiences, and you guys have all these different perspectives from me, and I have different perspectives from you, and we all have different life experiences. Like sharing like what is like giving you anxiety about dating with anybody, like an open ear, is like helpful. What you guys just told me made me feel like
we're not even licensed care social workers.
It's just fucking women, you know? That's like, it's so gendered, you know? Like, I feel like women talk about dating so much and men don't, like amongst groups of men, amongst groups of women, whatever. But it's a bummer. It is something that's like frustrating and I think needs some digestion verbally. That's disgusting. You know what I mean? You know, like a fucking, you gotta dig into it sometimes, like with other people to get any fucking perspective.
Yep.
Hence why you're all here, probably. I don't know. Cool. Should we take a mini ad break and then talk about text purgatory?
Excellent. Yep.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so that was a lovely ad break. Now we're back and ready to talk about text purgatory, etc. I was just thinking, sorry, is there a text heaven? Like, I don't think there ever is. Like,
I mean, I think text heaven is like finding someone who texts on your exact same level. Like, if you're a constant all day firing off the text texter, like finding your perfect person, your like text heaven is finding a person who will do that with you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you're someone like me who would like wishes texting didn't exist almost, like someone who also is just like text to make plans, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's text heaven, I think. And but I think I'm open to all definitions.
No, I would agree. And I think text heaven, though, the problem is like text heaven with a dating app before you've met is what people get into trouble with. So like,
yeah,
be careful what you...
Too much talking.
Wish for. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. I feel like we should kick this off by talking about a post in our secret Facebook group, which, guys, we are getting closer and closer to 1,000 members. It's going to be really exciting when we get there. We're going to throw a party. It'll probably just be the three of us. But, you know, like, join. We'll do something cool when we hit 1,000 members. And it's also just really fun and really supportive, and people are really nice. So... on that note,
Did we talk about this? No, sorry, we didn't.
We had a lovely member post a couple screenshots. She did the appropriate thing, which was cross out the person's initials. Do you want to? Should I read the post?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so she writes. I know a lot of people in this group are anti-texting, and I understand the sentiment, but sometimes it's ... necessary. For context, I've been on 6 dates with this guy, and I like him a lot, but he's really bad at texting. He lives in – they live – I won't read this the areas exactly, but they live slightly far apart, so we can only see each other once a week. Our texting exchanges mainly consisted of planning dates, and if we went more than a week without seeing each other, something like, how was your week? Before I could brush it off as whatever, but after having a really good 6th date where things progressed a little physically and I felt myself getting emotionally invested, and I straight up told him I would prefer it if we texted more, his silence and lack of response is jarring and more than a little hurtful. This is our last exchange, after a date Saturday, which was also his birthday. Is there still hope, or should I just take the hint and move on? So they're texting about plans. Oh, okay. So basically it starts with this group member. I'm going to call her I'm going to call her Chloe. That's my dog's name. Chloe says, hope your sleep cycle has finally been recovered. And her date says, I went to that stupid party, so I'm so tired now, ha ha. And she says, oh my God, you're way too nice. And then how intense were the recruitment efforts at that time? That was something about a job, she says in her post. He didn't respond until 4 days later, which she then posted the updates. And he says, too intense. Sorry. Wow. Didn't realize I never responded. This week was crazy. How have you been? So I mean, what do you guys think?
I think that the this week is crazy is like, I don't know. It's not very insightful and it's not a very like fun text to receive, but I think it's like genuine. Like things get really hectic and like you can just like find yourself like aloof and like, oh, completely forgot that like meant to respond after work. Then work was like super intense or like crazy. And then I got home and I fell asleep. And like the next day, it's like you kind of forget that the text was even. So I think that's like, I don't know. I don't have like a strong reaction to like that. And feeling like that super.
And like that he asked like, how have you been? I want to know more. Like clearly they're going on a lot of dates. They're going on a date on his birthday. Like he's, I give the listener a lot of credit for bringing up that she wants to be texted more. That's awesome. Asking for what you want. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm wondering if he's setting up the dates. And it seems like this was a little bit a while ago, so our listener can actually like let us know. But like, yeah, he seems like I'm not like majorly jarred by this. However, what I always say, it sounds like she wants something he's not giving her. And even though it's something small like texting, like that's like a legitimate thing. Or Kenny, if you don't want someone whose phone is blowing up, that's like a small but legitimate thing. But like, date 13 is a terrible texter. I'm a terrible texter. It's like he puts too many periods, so he sounds very serious.
That's such like, a boy thing. Yeah. Every boy, no, like it's like we don't need your periods.
Yeah, like, oh, you're so angry. Like
yeah,
like an exclamation point is like wow. Now he's better, but like, and now we actually talk on the phone way more. I don't do fucking texting. Like it's nice to get like a how's your day going? Just thinking of you, like especially with long distance, but like. I feel like yeah, we're not having text banter. No, my God, no. It's because I don't know how to do it. But I'm not super worried about this guy either. Liza, what's your take?
My one thing – I agree with everything you said basically. My only thing that does, I think, make it a little bit more annoying is the fact that I feel like when you – like. She said that they had kind of progressed a little bit physically on this last date went before she didn't hear from him for a bunch of days. I usually feel like if you like take physical steps with someone, I want to hear from you a little sooner.
Great point.
Like, I just think it feels shitty to like hook up with someone. And then, I mean, he did respond that night, but I kind of like think that's a thing where like maybe you check in a little bit more often. Especially like, or like maybe a more vocal apology rather than like, sorry, the week's been crazy. Like I would have been like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Like I've been thinking about you this week's just this and like something. Be like, why is the week crazy? Tell me give me something that's like a little bit more, but I might be nitpicking, you know?
No, I think that's legitimate. And in reading more of the comments, including what the listener like wrote back to our other lovely listeners who were giving their takes on it, like, it sounds like she was going through, which I remember going through this, like, fuck boy or, like, great, I feel stupid for believing this. And this was, like, the story of my life. And it may not be a full fuck boy, but, like, especially when things get physical, if, like, you look for it more, but if, like, a switch turns, like, if you feel like something changed, like, unfortunately, it's so stereotypical and can't even comment on this, but I think with some men it does turn, like, once they, like, have had their thing, which I don't think this situation is that, but, like, I don't know. I get, and then it looked, she is so, like, self-aware. She's like, I'm sick of playing games. I don't like letting this linger. And then that's the time where you can be like, okay, bye. Hands up. You can reach out to me. Which is so hard. It's so frustrating after investing time in someone. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never been on 6 dates with someone. Ever. A single person. Never, ever.
Really?
I think that's an honest fact. That's an honest statement. I don't know. I feel like I haven't been dating for very long. And I didn't like have a serious thing in college or like, I don't know. So it was like never really a significant portion of my time spent until I was in the city. So
yeah, I mean, I don't think I've been on six dates with like someone I'm not in a relationship with. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like at some point in that. But also all of my relationships just start from hanging out with friends, so the lines are very blurry. So.
Yeah, no, I've been on, like, too many more dates than six with people it should have been. Yeah.
Oops. But it's – I mean, it's just tricky. It's like I think that at that level, and if you're hanging out on his birthday and you guys are being physical and you've been on that many dates, I do think he owes you a little bit more. Or if he – like, something that would have – I would have been, like, fucking hallelujah, like, he's a good human, is, like, if he called you and was, like, hey, I didn't respond to your text. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, how's your week? Like, this is why. Like, all this shit was going on. Like, I'm really sorry. You know what I mean? Like, just a little something extra. Or if he's, like, I didn't respond. I suck. Like, let me buy you dinner tomorrow night to apologize. Like, something to mark that, like – we hooked up and then I didn't text you back for 4 days. Like that, I don't love that the more we're talking about it, you know?
Yeah, no, yeah. And the thing again, I'm such a broken record. The listener doesn't love it either. So then it's like, all right, well, let's think about what I want. Like, and it's not a super high standard to want to text back. So that's cool. And like, but it's frustrating. Like to Kenny's point earlier, like it's hard to like just like fucking start over again. It's not totally. Fun at all. Yeah. What other weird text purgatories, I feel like, exist?
Well, I mean, I think the really obvious one is the, like, something that comes up a lot in the secret Facebook group, came up for you, has come up for Kenny, I think, is the, like, okay, we went on a date, it was good, maybe we even went on a second date, like, we've texted back and forth, like, after our most recent in-person hang, we exchanged texts. You said, oh, that was so fun. I said, yeah, it was great. Like, I love this drink. Like, let's hang out again soon. Cool. Great. Yeah. Bye. Like, then what? Like, the initiation mm-hmm. of a second date or a third date and, like, the question around whether or not that's going to happen and who initiates it. I feel like that's a really common text purgatory to be in.
Yeah.
Like, letting something die or pursuing it further.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think, like, the more that we've talked about it, too, again, this conversation has been, like, very overwhelmingly helpful. Yay. It's, like, take a step back and take a deep breath and like think about things. Like, what's the risk? I feel like I'm always waiting for somebody to text me and like ask me to want to hang out, but like, what's the difference? Like, if I should, like, there's no, like, there should be no hindrance to like pick up the phone and just like send a text message. Like, at the end of the day, if they say, no, like, thanks, I had fun, but I don't really want to keep hanging out with you, and like, then otherwise you're stuck in text purgatory unless you like sent that text to like figure it out, right? Okay. So like at the end of the day,
or they don't text back, which also sucks, but it's also an answer in its own of its own, you know?
Yeah, like closing, it's closure, right? It's just like figuring it out, or it's like, yeah, they do want to hang out, but they just like wanted you to text them, and like there's only one way,
right? Like, purgatory is arguably worse than like burning in the flames of like that rejection text hell for a second, rather than like purgatory is what I go back and I'm like, I wish I could have gotten myself out of purgatory so many times instead of like living in it because it was exciting. Like,
yeah,
it's just better to find out. It truly is.
I think you run into it too, is like there's this like, and I'm sure it's not just a me thing, but it's something I think about. It's like the frequency and like, when do you send that next follow-up text to like hang out for the second time, or when do you do it for the third time? And like, do you have to like spend so much time thinking about it, or does it matter? And like, I think often what I've found is it like people are not really focused on that. So like, if you want to keep hanging out, just like, regardless if it's like 2 days later or like a week later or whatever, like depending on your schedule, like you're probably better off just like sending the text and not like harping on that like timing issue around, especially if it's like a second text, like back to back.
I wanted to try to find the beginning of some texts, but it's so hard to find them from my own life.
It's super hard. I mean, I also feel like a weird purgatory to be in is like understanding how much time to let pass between texts. Like, when I have liked someone, I'm like, oh, I want to talk a lot. Even though I don't in general talk to people via text, I'm just like, I almost want to text someone to weigh how fast they'll text back to try to judge like their level of interest and blah, 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 which is a completely false, you know, mm-hmm. way of judging that, because everyone texts really, really differently from each other. But I think that it, in those like early stage texts, it can be really tricky to know how much time to let pass even between a like, hey, how's your week? You know?
Yeah. It's, It's tricky. It's really tricky, and it depends.
Purgatory is really dumb. It's like all these like internal dilemmas that are obviously real and like you have to deal with, but like at the end of the day, it's like just kind of dumb. Like I feel like you just have to like really be willing to like get over the hump and like not worry about it and just like send the text you want to send or like send them whenever you can, or if you have to like take a pause and like think about your response and take that pause and think about it and don't worry about the implications for like when you respond, or like if you're tied up and like it's like a couple hours later but you like legitimately were busy and like you communicate that like you're sorry for not getting back to them sooner or whatever, like, or if it's a couple of days, like I don't know, I think there's ways to do it. You just have to be like a human being and realize that people have emotions and like be polite and like, just like maybe spend a little bit less time like worrying about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I'm allowed to say that because I've definitely just been worrying about it.
It's so hard not to. I mean, I don't know. I just don't want you to be hard on yourself for that. I literally feel like worrying about text messages is like the key ingredient of millennial dating, you know?
Yeah. Like, I just tried so hard to find my first text with date 13 just because I'm sure there was worry that I just forget. Like, or like I wanted, I'll pull those up. I tried to search terms that came up, but they're not, it's not coming up. So I don't know.
It's hilarious to scroll back to your first. I've done this before with people, like honestly almost everyone I've dated, where I'm like, I'm going back to our, I'm hitting the top of our conversation thread as many times it takes to get back to the beginning.
Yeah, how do
and
you,
looking at the first text. Zoom. I know. It would be like easier if there was some, or like a continuous scroll where you could just like whoosh and like it would, whatever. But it's so funny to look back at like early texts with people who you're now really close with. Like it probably is the same for friendships or any, whatever. But like you can, for me, I can feel the like overthinking in the way I'm writing the text. You know what I mean? You can feel the like, oh, I took time to draft this. Like, hey, how's your week been? Are you doing anything this weekend? Like, I'm going to do this. Would you have any interest in joining me? No pressure. Ha ha. LOL. Emoji. Like, you know, like so not, you know, but it's like, it's crazy to see that. And yeah, so I do think it's also important to just like go easy. Everyone go easy on yourself regarding texting, because it's like, it's hard. It's you yeah. know.
It's also interesting to hear people's opinions on how you texted. If you thought you were being overeager and they're like, no, like I couldn't get you to hang out with me. Like you were such a weirdo. But I don't know.
Fully.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, every once in a while I'll like pull up and read section, like sentences from when Jeff and I first like reconnected after college. He Facebook messaged me because he didn't like have my, he didn't know if my number had changed or whatever. He didn't have my number. And the first Facebook message he sent to me was like kind of weirdly formal. Like it was just like, hi, I hope you've been well since we graduated. It was just a little bit like stiff. Yeah. Like he was like, I'd like to hang out and talk about film things and, you know, whatever. And I'll like neg him by like reading parts of it because it sounds so fucking stupid. Like,
wait, what does he say? What was his, was he crushing on you?
No, not at all.
Okay. We have talked about this.
Yeah, no, but he was like after the first time we hung out, he was, but not, at that point he was just like, no, I just wanted to make friends and also like talk about film stuff because like he saw the stuff we were making.
Yeah.
And but it was like a not quite the level of a networking email you'd send, but definitely halfway between a networking email and like a friendship email. It was, you know, right at the 50-50 split, but it's like, yeah. Early interactions are weird.
I know. I'm trying so hard to scroll back and find them, but it's not going to happen for this app. Damn.
You should post in the secret Facebook group. You should post a screenshot of like the first page of text.
Yeah, I really want to.
Is that too personal? But I feel like that, I mean, it'll be hilarious because it'll be like, hi, I'm at this bar. Like, blah, blah, blah. You know, like,
especially because I didn't know who I was meeting at the bar.
Because it was mistaken identity.
Oh my God. Damn.
That story is the best thing.
I wish if you went to your details, you could go back to like the first picture and it would take you back, but I don't think that's how it works. Is it?
No.
God damn it.
Type in the name of the bar.
That might
bring you back.
Oh, right. Ooh. I think I might have too much. Okay. We went to Tippler.
Which is so hilarious because I was working right above that and I went to that bar like 17 times this fall.
And it's like such a crappy bar, I feel. Or just like,
yeah,
I've had terrible service there.
It's not a good, yeah.
It's like, I think he has, so other conversations that mention it come up, but his doesn't. I think it's almost like too much for them to search through.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. Let me try on my computer. Sorry, guys. This is really boring for the listeners. No results found.
Oh.
Not even my other conversations about
it. In the secret Facebook group, I feel like I want people to post screenshots of like the first texts they have with like potential dates or dates. Yeah. Like it's just, I want to see what everyone's first text and text purgatory style is. Can you guys post screenshots? Please scribble out any pictures and or names.
But weirdly, I typed in another bar and some other first, like this might be date number two, some other, because I went to that bar Ramona with like every date. I'm just looking like, yeah. Okay, so this is date number two, who was into me and then it kind of faded off. But like we went on a date, he texted me that night, like had a great night. The next morning said probably should have had one less Pacifico because we did have like four drinks on a weeknight. And then he wanted to write a screenplay too. So he talked to me about this book. And then I just responded without like asking. And then that was August 3rd. And then August 7th, he said, how was your weekend? I was at a wedding, blah, blah. Like I waited, that's a decent amount of days. And then yeah. He asked me out again, but like, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. There's definitely more positive, like, and this was when I think he was like into it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like early on, 3 or 4 day pauses is pretty normal.
Yep. Yeah. I'll do more of that. That was all very boring for the listeners. Sorry. It's just so wild to look back and think.
Yeah, it's very strange to see your like early stage self in a conversation.
And I also remember like, him being very like texty. That was a very texty date, like dater. So, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know. Anyway, did we bore you all? Good. Great. Texting is hard. Kenny, what do you think? You feel better. That's good. What do you think our listeners should take away from today? I don't know why I'm doing a takeaway session.
Because we're basically quick therapists now.
Of the episode and my conclusions in bullet note form. No, I think it's like, don't get stuck on the minutia. If you feel feelings about like anxiety around texting, or like you think you're like just feeling like any kind of emotional reaction about dating that might not be pleasant, then like talk to someone about it because it's generally helpful. And yeah, I don't know. I think it's just like approach things with maybe a little bit more like flexibility around like timing and like what you're saying or like how you think about texting. I just don't think it's a major issue, and you're probably not alone in that text dialogue and thinking about or worrying about those things. So like it's a two-way street, and like I was here sitting like, oh, this is a me problem, this is blah, blah, blah. Obviously it's not, but like you can just like kind of spiral and feel like it's like you're the only person like worried about the texting or the text purgatory. So like it's, that's just not the case. So
yeah,
keep that up. Continue to go on dates. Continue to send text messages, even if it makes you feel uncomfortable. And like, if you want to keep hanging out with someone, and just like, just go along with the ride and like see what happens. Because otherwise, you're never going to know.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, and scene.
We tell your friends about this podcast.
Please
tell them.
Except if they're going on dates with me, don't tell those friends.
No one that sounds like any of these dates that Kenny's been
maybe
on.
We need to set Kenny up with Melissa Diamond.
Oh my god, yeah,
we need to do that.
So if you listen to our episode with Melissa Diamond of the He Said What podcast, she was interested in potentially meeting Kenny, so we may, you know, just kind of pimp you guys on a date.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever – that would also be new in the sense that I don't think I've ever been set up on a date.
She's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I think like that would be – she's someone who I'm like, oh, like you're a fucking eligible ass, you know,
lady.
Millennial chick. But anyway, stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for everything and follow us on all the things.
Mm-hmm. More exciting things are coming. So many things like live events, more daters. We're just working on it. I just started an internship, so I'm gonna be the butt of this semester, like busyness. But we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah, and it helps a lot if we have more rate, subscribe, reviews, followers, members of the secret Facebook group. And please email us at 51firstdatespod@gmail.com. Email us anything you want us to talk about.
Worst
topic
first.
Suggestions, questions you have, worst first date stories, good first date stories, any thoughts, feelings, or anything.
Guests you want to hear from.
Yes, any single thing. Feedback, suggestions of I am... people who you'd like to hear from as daters, all of the above, shoot us an email. We love to hear from you.
We love you all so much, and you're the only reason we do this.
And
our egos.
Those two things. Those are the two reasons.
All right.
But in the meantime, go on a date.
Go on a date.
Go on a date.
A big shout out to Anthony from 5 Ohm for making us sound really good in post. And you should check 5OHM out online at 5OHM.com.
And that's spelled F-I-V-E-O-H-M.
OHM.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.